meme, 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 meme.
Listen to the sound.
Meme.
Not the word, meme. The sound of the word.
Meme.
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 Repeat any meme. Word and you unpack its meme. Lack of meaning.
Meme.
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 It might normally meme. Be something you understand.
Meme.
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 But repeat it. Meme. And you start to see the word is just a meme. Noise.
Meme.
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 Meme. Series of random vibrations in the air.
Meme. Meme.
Listen for long enough.
Meme.
And all language could unravel before you. Till all you're left with.
Meme.
Is noise. Some stories need no introduction. This is not one of them. But frankly, we're in far too deep now to explain what's going on. My name is Robert Crichton, and I'm going to tell you a story. And this story is about someone completely sane. Therefore, it's a mess. He wasn't always sane. It's just a phase he was going through. Mad, insane, happy, sad, depressed, unstable, bipolar, psychotic. There are so many words for being bonkers in the nut, but only one solid, stolid, commendable, recommendable word for sanity. That is, sanity. Sane. And derivatives thereof. And the sane ones are always the most dangerous. It's fairly rare for the mad to randomly stab someone in the street, and those that do are just letting the side down. It's the sane people who rob, murder, and pillage. Those lost in the woods tend, by and large, to mostly do damage to themselves. The sane will take everyone with them. So perhaps we should start with one particularly sane man. A man named Peter. Or Peter Gitt to his peers. Beloved by one, tolerated by a few, untolerated by the many, even his mother. No, scratch that, especially his mother. For Peter lived his life mostly in his head, and his head was plagued by ideas, ideas that just wouldn't leave him alone, especially when he was alone. And whilst it is true that you're never alone with a good block booking of voices in your head, they can be awfully distracting. But when he wasn't talking to the voices, or arguing with his single parent, or doing other normal teenage acts of furious masturbation, drinking, masturbation, drinking, masturbation, smoking, drinking, masturbation, and occasional choir practice, Peter liked to do Sudokus. Until he noticed something strange. And obvious at the same time. And this little thing made him question everything. And the voices, those voices of the sane mind, the competing, combating thoughts, took this simple, small, obvious observation and pulled it and stretched it, pummeled and fed it, till Peter's worldview fell apart. He'd started to look at the world closer, and everything he saw was a lie. Or fragments of lies, reflecting a half-truth reality, and then he discovered the trolls, and through their mists was able to see the world, perhaps, correctly. Or he might have done, if he wasn't quite so dangerously, horridiously fucking sane. But if you want to meet the core of this story, you'll need to go to a small conference centre, somewhere in the outskirts of Birmingham. I say a conference centre. It's more a function room. There is tea, coffee, and there are biscuits. There's an OHP, as well as a small digital projector and a standing screen. And it is here that a shadowy meeting of scientists gathers to discuss the implications of new technologies in business. Or, as it's really known to those in on the secret, the Fourth International Troll Conference. With a little cough, the half dozen or so scientists get down to business. The lights go out, and a geneticist plugs his laptop in and takes the remote clicker for his PowerPoint presentation. The troll is a marvel of nature. They are the first naturally evolved creature that can process data in a digital fashion. Anything they come into contact with, they can store in an infinitely copyable form, without error. If our DNA copies itself in an analog form, splicing and splitting and introducing change and mutation, the troll copies are the digital equivalent. No change at all. If they could sustain this data over time, they could be the secret to infinite, uncorrupted form renewal. The only problem is, they copy, but then discard, at a moment's notice. There is a smattering of applause, and the geneticist sits. In the audience, one young man listens, with folded arms. The next speaker stands up and starts her speech. Queen Victoria believed that our species' compatibility is impossible, and that was the justification for a terrible crime that this country committed against these people. She gave them the name we use, Troll. Of course, it is an unpleasant name, but it isn't any more or less unpleasant than any other name we gave them before. Fairies, mirror people, sprites, pucks, imps, monsters, bogeymen, trolls. They are all names we gave them. And there is a power in a name. Name an illness, and you gain some power over it. I've got X is better than I don't know. Because you can battle X. You can't battle the unknown. Name a race, and you get the same power. They are your fairies, airy fairies, harmless, but when they demand agency, then you demonize them. Call them trolls and drive them into dark places, under the bridges. That's where they hide. And then it was the newcomer's turn. He stood up.
Hello. My name is Peter. I've been working with the trolls for a year now. It's a sad fact that the troll is an endangered species. Their numbers are dwindling. Their culture destroyed by the influx of man. I think there is some truth to the idea that we cannot survive together. One of us will destroy the other. We've almost killed them off. But this is unnecessary. We could find a way to go forward together. Perhaps we both have to change to survive. There was a murmur from the group. Several people were beginning to wonder who this boy was. But let us start with first principles. What is a man? We are made of DNA, proteins, self-replicating. We eat meat, other creatures like us, but trolls, what are they made of? They are made of ideas, and they live off ideas, off culture. They are not made of their genes. They are made of their memes. What are trolls? Well, if humans are carnivores, then they are memivores, idea eaters. Memes change who we are. The competition of memes has changed who we fuck, and so we evolved. Now certain memes are changing our biology directly through genetic manipulation. Memes are directly challenging genes, rewriting them for their own purpose. That's why we're the ones wearing the white coats. We're in charge now. We will change you. Don't worry. It's all for the best. I'll make your children into better people. It was at this point in his frankly badly thought out speech that the conference was invaded by a party of masked figures who pointed a selection of sharp, pointy objects at the throats of the scientists. Take them to the asylum, said Peter. We're going to make some babies.